And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Rogatyn is a city located on the Gnila-Lipa River in the Ivano-Frankivsk Oblast in western Ukraine. It is the administrative center of the Rogatyn Rayon. It was first mentioned in the historical documents in 1184 as a part of the Kingdom of Galicia-Volyn. Its name seems to be derived from Ruthenia, the name of the region of the location. However, on the town's crest is the horn of a deer. This may explain the first part of the city's name. The Ukrainian word for horn is rih. Many deer live in the nearby forest. They were a part of daily life in the area. Today, Rogatyn remembers its Jewish history and past times. This is due in large part to local historian and retired teacher Mikhailo Vorobets. On a recent visit to Rogatyn, I was happy to meet this amazing man. Mikhailo Vorobets was born in 1934 in a village near Rogatyn. He devoted his life to teaching children at a local school. Although he retired last year, students still come to his house. During his lifetime, he collected and compiled information about Rogatyn. He interviewed older people, visited archives and libraries for researchers, and has written many articles. People often bring him old maps, photos, documents, because they know he is interested in history. His work is well known in the town. Whenever strangers come to town looking for information from the past, locals direct them to visit Mr. Vorobets. That was how I found him. Mr. Vorobets told me about the first Nazi atrocity in Rogatyn. He was just a boy of 7 when the Nazis murdered a large number of the city's Jews. He recalls his father's compassion for those people and how sickened he was at the sight of 2 big holes filled with dead bodies. 2 mass graves are located in the different part of the city, as well as 2 monuments to the victims of Nazis. Rogatyn still has 2 synagogues. During the Soviet period, one of them housed a bakery and now is a warehouse. The other houses a center for children's leisure activity. At this site is a memorial plaque commemorating the Jewish community that lived in the city for 600 years and was completely destroyed by the Nazis in the years of 1941-1944. Also, Rogatyn has 2 Jewish cemeteries, an old and a new one. Unfortunately, all that is left today are the remains of Matsevas, Jewish tombstones. The old cemetery is located next to one of the oldest wooden churches in district, adjoining to the Christian cemetery. Only a few Matsevas are in this cemetery, but there is a memorial dedicated to Holocaust survivors who came to Rogatyn. It was made in 1998. Also, there is an ohel, a structure built over a Jewish grave signifying the prominence of the person buried within. Ohelim range from small wooden brick or plaster structures to large buildings which include one or more graves, an area for visitors to sit and meditate, and a tombstone with Torah. People with Jewish roots visiting Rogatyn are always happy to find someone who remembers the city's Jews and honors their memory. They always end up becoming close friends with Mr. Vorobets, who is now responsible for all the Jewish sites in Rogatyn. The new Jewish cemetery was destroyed by the Nazis. Recently, however, a researcher named Marla Osborne, who had been researching her family history in Galicia, created something called the Rogatyn Matsevot Memorial Project. The mission of the Rogatyn Matsevot Memorial Project is to preserve the newly discovered gravestones and to commemorate ancestors who were buried in the Jewish cemeteries in Rogatyn. More about Marla and her project in the next episode of the Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaic and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.